The best tea in the city.
24 minutes after 9 o'clock. Oh, the Valentine's week is here. Oh, my goodness. No wonder you're glowing. Good morning. You well? I'm fabulous. Welcome to the show. How was your weekend? Was it good? Hey, you better stay tuned to the best in the city for some exciting, riveting conversations about being the best man you can be. Yes. Hashtag you are up with Done Up. What am I talking about? Today marks the beginning of a 12-week relationship between the best in the city and Done Up. Yes. You know Done Up. You've seen it. Yes. It's like it's a smoothie in a bottle that gives you as a man the much needed energy between meals. Yeah. To keep you fueled up. So the next 12 weeks, we are going to bring forth topics that make men engage. It doesn't exclude you. We want you to be part of this conversation. Please be. And why the engagement? Because it's going to help you to see the evolution of men in a positive light, obviously. You'll realize that as we move along the next few weeks, we are going to borrow from some old topics that we dealt with before, or we may overlap with some that we've already touched on. Okay, so if we have, it's just we're going to try by all means to re-engage them in a different angle, but please do that. Join us. Like today's topic. Today we are zooming in into what the modern day fatherhood entails. Remember when we spoke about the modern day man? Exactly. So the modern day fatherhood, what does that involve? What does that entail? How does it even look like? I mean, on the face of it, fathers can be many things, whether they are single or married, employed or unemployed, gay or straight. I say that with respect. The point is, fatherhood is breaking out of traditional roles. Breaking out of traditional roles is no longer just about bringing the bacon or being a breadwinner. No, no, no. Modern day fathers are hands-on. I mean, today we have single dads raising daughters. I mean, if you watch Losing Lerato, the movie, it's about that. A man fighting for his place to be in his daughter's life on a day-to-day basis. So the role of a father has changed. Or it has improved, whatever word you decide to use there. What have you observed, though, about the modern-day father? Share that with me, please. Eh? Share that with me. And what else can they do to hashtag father up? Did you see what we did there? Done up, father up. I know. Join us as we sip the best tea in the city. We're talking about men. The modern day father, manning up. Yeah? Esther RT, you asked, what did we observe about the modern day father? I have observed that they put their children first. So if you are dating him, don't make him choose between you and his children. Chesa. Agao bolai. Entla go lata same time, right? Lao rata jo. You don't touch. You don't even question the loyalty between him. The bond there is very strong. Maybe for a start, we should say that the modern day fatherhood is manning up and being present, because he is responsible. So it's just manning up and being present. And some of them are being present with no, what am I looking for? With no experience. The experience comes from how you were raised. So most of them, they don't even know who their father is. So he's being a father, writing a new template. And he's a great co-parent because he's always interested. He wants to know what's going on with the child. Modern day fathers are hands-on. That's a fact. They are present. They are engaged. What have you observed? And what else can they do to father up? I'll give an example that I gave earlier on. For instance, be present emotionally. Because, you know, fathers get into a rhythm, right? A routine to do things. And once that routine gets going, listen, it's working, he's happy. But without emotional connection, there's a bit of a challenge. This was brought to my attention by my wife to say, hey, you need to be emotionally available. Because most of the time, when my kid starts to talk about emotions, what do? Basi! So I outsource that. And I can tell you now, most fathers will tell you, it's not easy. It may be easy for him and the daughter because, like, you know, the biology, they kind of works. But not all the time. But a Santo father, sometimes also that is a bigger of a challenge. Maybe that's one thing that they can improve on. What else do you see? Time for me to give you the 3 teaspoons on Father Up, the modern day father.
3 teaspoons on the best tea in the city. Kaya FM 95.9.
My question to you is, what have you observed about the modern day father? Here are my observations on hashtag Father Up. They're present. Because most of us confuse being in the same house with our kids as being there for them. It is not the same thing. Being there for your kids means paying attention to them, engaging and talking about things that really matter. It doesn't have to be for hours. No. But it's something you do enough times to create a bond between you and the kids. There's nothing that says when you walk in the house, Daddy, I've got something to tell you. Why? Already. Bond. 2, these fathers are adapting. Yes, they are available. I mean, I'll give you an example. The other day, taking out the kids for, you know, a weekend breakfast, and I saw a group of fathers with their kids out for breakfast. I mean, when I say kids, I'm talking from newborns to toddlers. It was a sight. But the presence of mind and the attention they've given or they were given to their kids was awe-inspiring. Eh? And when you go to restaurants as well, you see other fathers, the modern day fathers, they mix work and time with the kid. While at the restaurant, he'll be plugged in, working, all right, on his laptop while the kid is having fun. I mean, that's the modern day father. The last teaspoon and the 3 teaspoons on hashtag Father Up. These guys are exemplary. Because most of the modern day fathers didn't have present fathers. And they are correcting those wrongs by being hands-on with their kids. Eh? They are being the better versions of their fathers. And by the way, most of them, they do this got trial and error. As they have no template. But come on, look at it. Totally exemplary. Danup is objective is to basically to uplift men in society. So this conversations will be happening every Monday for the next 12 weeks. And we're going to just to bring to the fore the different dimensions of what a man is. So today we're starting up with celebrating him as a father. Yes. Yes, of course. We are not celebrating or, you know, clapping hands for a bird for flying, so to speak. Yeah. We are basically saying, listen,
we see what you're doing.
Because a man, when you encourage a man about doing good, what does he do?
They flourish.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Bafufa. They soar, actually, because they've been flying.
Thank you.
Yes.
So now, you tell me, I mean, what else can he improve on? What else can he do to father up?
What he can do to father up is to take feedback.
Ah.
Yeah, so they need to have that room for feedback because already they're doing an amazing job and they can see that they're doing well. But then they forget that they still need to be guided. So, you know, you are doing well, you're fathering up, but there's still faults. So allow to be led, allow to be guided. Allow me to give you feedback as a co-parent.
Yes, as a co-parent.
Yeah.
I like what you're saying because he's already doing better than his father.
Of course, completely.
Yeah.
Yes, and I
and he might be on some, listen, I'm better than my dad. But that's not the only benchmark.
That's true.
Open up for feedback.
Yeah, for feedback.
And feedback might not necessarily be what you want to hear.
Exactly.
But be open to it.
Leave room for that.
I like that.
I like that too.
Do you give feedback?
No.
Why?
I should, but I don't.
Why don't you?
I've got no idea. I will, because obviously we've just had those conversations. Going forward,
Were you feeling like maybe you'll bruise the ego, you'll discourage him, maybe that's why? Because that's sometimes when you see a good father, you end up saying, let me rather not say anything because I can see he's doing great.
Yeah.
He's doing better than most.
What? You've never had to?
Not really.
Yeah.
No, it's always been like, I think just the traditional way of that's how things are done. So, the communication is not so
strong. Open.
Not so open.
So, like for you right now, single mom, when you're about to date, are you aware that your guards are up with regards to your daughter?
Yes.
So for him to father up, what must he do?
Get to know
as your lover.
Get to know my daughter.
Better than you.
Better than me. Know the shoe size, know the the birth date, know every single thing, like whether you're just the father or not the biological father. You know, on this topic, Uncle T, I was just telling Kinelu, there's a father right now outside the social development department who is on a hunger strike, and he says he's going to be there until they change laws that are guarding fathers, single fathers. So he's there because he wants to see his kids. So this whole fatherhood thing is very deep. Yeah,
that's fathering up.
Mm. Are you going to get him?
Mm-hmm.
I can speak to him.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Let's
do it. I'll speak to him during last sip. How's that?
Great.
The modern day father will cat pounds with the daughter. On some papa, you agree? Ah, no. I go man, papa. Oh, eh? Can you just enjoy relax? Eh? Iraso. Arutla fella, papa. Listen, we're talking about the modern day fathers, and all we're doing is we're celebrating the good work that they do because they're flying. We want them to soar. And of course, this is without any challenges. Like you heard during my banter with JJ and Kinelu, there's a man right now parked outside social development on some. The laws must change. He wants to see his kids. He's fathering up. That man is fathering up. And hopefully during last sip, we'll be talking to him. But like I said, from Cool Dads Foundation, Bongani Luvalo is here to talk to us about this modern day fatherhood. The challenges still that they face, where they can improve, and so on. After this, Bongani Luvalo from Cool Dads Foundation, my brother.
That.
How are you, sir?
Better. I'm fine.
How are you? No. We're not cool like that.
I think
that.
It's a law of attraction around
the
season.
No. We are not cool like
but
that.
But 2020, we must make it work better. I'm committing to that.
Because last year, the Valentine's week, you were here.
Yes.
And you spoke about the concert that you are holding to raise money for Cool Dads Foundation.
Sure.
Java was part of the lineup.
Indeed.
We had a 3-hour show with Java.
The best one, actually.
The best ever. I met him after that. He was like Baba Sienzan in Footland.
Yes. He really enjoyed it. And he enjoyed the stage as well on that day.
Of course.
Yeah.
And then you have another one this Friday?
Definitely. We're having our second annual Love Potion at the Big Top Arena, Carnival City, on Friday, the 14th, Valentine Day, celebrating love, but also we're raising funds for the foundation. Mm-hmm. And on the lineup, we've got Shekinah, we've got Something Soweto.
What?
We've got Black Diamond. I'm made to believe they've released the EC. And we also have got Loiso Kijani. And the show starts at 7 o'clock, that is 7 p.m. in the evening, and tickets are available at Compute Ticket from 200 rands to 400 rands, and we'll greatly appreciate the support.
This conversation is powered by DanUp, hashtag you are up, because we're trying to make sure that you be the best man that you can be. Now, what have you observed as Cool Dads Foundation that, especially with the changing roles of fathers, the modern day father, what have you observed?
I think, Dadeti and your listeners, I think it's even statistics have shown or proven that our generation or my generation, I'm not sure whether I should count in my generation, but of course, we have changed the pattern of how we approach fatherhood and parenthood. You
what's
know?
Different?
Fathers are starting to spend more time with their kids. Young fathers are starting to spend time with their kids, starting to be more involved, whether it be school, whether it be taking you know, the child to go and consult a doctor, having to play with the child.
Do you know the pain as a father when you take your sons for immunizations?
Yes, and the scream.
I'm like, yo, Budibu, you should have warned me about this.
It's the best moment and a little bit of a painful moment because of the screams are quite, you know, piercing to the heart. But it's quite a proud moment because you're part of that journey.
You wish they could transfer the pain to you instead.
But unfortunately, they've got to bear that pain, you know. But also, we've seen fathers having to emotionally engage with their kids. In the foundation, when we started the foundation, we had guys who said, now my dad was in the house, but I've never had any relationship with my dad.
Yeah.
The only time I encountered my father would be if I needed soccer boots, or my mother referred the case for me to be disciplined because I didn't have an ear. So that's the only time. So I only interacted with my father at a disciplinary level and also at a monetary level. So my dad was just a provider and also a disciplinary.
So would you say that's the room they need to improve on?
Definitely. That's where we need to open up. We need to be emotionally available for our kids.
What does that even mean, though?
It means having the ability to emotionally connect, you know, with your child. When your child wants to laugh, they should find it easier to laugh with you because of you are such a joyous person to be with. When they are crying, pretend to be crying as well. You know, I would look at you know, dads when we interact, when a child is engaging them, and they'll pretend as if they're sad or they're crying, and the child would come and pat your back, you know, and say, "No, don't cry, daddy." You know, and sometimes with my daughter, if I show a little bit of a sad face or frown to whatever she's trying to do and I'm not happy with it, and she'll be like, "No, I'm just kidding, daddy," because of you're trying to engage. And
in other words, what you're saying is show emotions. And in other words, mirror the emotions.
Yes, and not only be available at the time when you are angry and only showing that a person can only be angry.
Because that might be a bit too late.
Because of that is the only emotion and interaction that they would know. And they can't laugh with people. They can't, you know, there are always people that they call Robocops. You know, when we grew up, we had names for our fathers, you know, and our uncles because of
that's
how
why
they
timer.
Behave.
That's why Timer, the title Timer. You
definitely.
Know? Because that's all he does. He's standing there by the gate. Shebile now Goreu.
Are you arriving on time or not?
Yeah.
You know. So once you connect with your child emotionally and you are a friend, when you are a friend, which means you have created an environment for each other to be vulnerable and you can trust each other with things that are happening in your life. So if there's somebody troubling them at school, they'll be able to tell you, you know. But also you need as a father to start asking your child, how was your day? Who has made you sad? What made you happy this day? You know, so that they learn to be in touch with their emotions as well. You know, one time when we had a gala dinner 2 years back, we had, we've got the 50 boys that we keep on saying we're fundraising for. Mm. We invited 20 of them to the fundraising gala dinner. And the mistake we did, which was a learning curve for us, not only on how we do our events, but at the side of, you know, psychological standing of boys between, you know, the black boy and a white boy. In that group, we've got an African child and a white child. And these boys decided to open a bottle of wine because accidentally we left a bottle of wine on the gala dinner table because all the tables were having wine. And they opened and they poured. One person realized in the team quite early and they rushed to the table, you know. And he asked, who gave you permission to open this bottle? And all the boys, the black boys, or African boys, you know, they literally tried to hide themselves, you know, under the table. And Jonathan literally said, I opened it, and he was asked why. He said, at home, the culture of having to, you know, have dinner, you're allowed to enjoy a glass of wine. It goes with the meal. Mm-hmm. Whether it's wrong or right in any other person's culture or socializing, but for the mere fact that this boy was able to express himself, to say, I'm doing 1, 2, 3
because
of, you know, while the other boys in majority who are Africans, they were not able to express themselves, whether to justify in a good or bad way what they were doing. So kids need to learn at quite an early stage to be expressive, and they can only learn to be expressive if you are expressive and you're creating that environment for them to know how best to, you know, express themselves, whether they're vulnerable or they're at their happiest moment. But the environment must be conducive for your child to literally tell you if they're being abused, if they're being loved, if they're being bullied, if they've actually, you know, seen somebody that they like. Boys at the age of 4, 8 and girls at that age, they tell you about potential boyfriends and girlfriends. You know, I like Tabo Goskolo, you know, Tabo gave me
his
input.
Yeah,
when, what do you know about that thing? You know, you're a child, you're supposed to be. So that's the environment. How do you embrace that without having to break the child down, you know, and that's having one. Them to understand?
All right. Alvin.
I'm still here.
Yes. I think we're going to do Last Sip together. So call in 086-00-00959. What I would like you to answer even during Last Sip is this question. How does this modern day father get feedback that he doesn't want to hear? Because sometimes he must get feedback.
Definitely.
And most of the time he's gonna sound like criticism. Mm-hmm. But you see, why it's difficult for him to hear it is because he's already doing better than his father.
Definitely.
And so he feels like, why am I being persecuted? Mm-hmm. Even though I'm doing better. Hashtag father up. Hashtag you are up. Powered by Dan up. These are the conversations we'll be having for the next this is the 12th, make it 11 more to go, yeah? Every single Monday, bringing the different dimensions to a modern man. Call me, it's time for you to take the last sip. 086-00-00959. Modern day fathers are hands on. Today we have single dads raising, as an example, daughters. Something that you wouldn't have heard of back in the day. They wear tutus to the ballerina to show support. The role of a father has evolved. It has changed for the better, I think. But what have you observed about the modern day fathers? When he dates, you can never get between him and the baby. Yay! Never. He's not afraid to sit in a queue in a clinic for immunization. That's the modern day father. So far, he's not even afraid to cry mm-hmm. when he feels pain in front of his child. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's still challenged about the daughter dating, though, but...
That's why you pull all weapons, hand grenades, guns.
Call me. What have you observed?
00959.
Mongani Luvalo from Cool Jazz Foundation is here, and he'll be joining me for this last session where we're talking to you as a modern-day father. I'm also wanting to hear from you as his sister, as his baby mama. And maybe this is, I think not even maybe, this is the moment where I think you should just say, listen, I celebrate you, man. This is what you need to do to improve on the great work that you're already doing. So come on, call in and let's do that. You're going to need to wear some cans there, the monks. Find you are home, man. You know your place here. You know your space is here. Let me start with you, Jablan. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Brody?
I am good, Jabs.
Hey, Lena, what about the topic that you're talking about?
Yeah.
It's putting me on a spotlight.
Okay.
I've decided actually to land and bond with my sons. Hey, kaka like him, bimum kaile bashiman. I'm expecting a fourth one. Kaka me.
Why are you saying lucky?
So.
Why are you saying lucky?
Hey, bitch.
So now, what
I've decided actually to bond with them. So now the boy is close to me, and I'm trying by all to give them that person who will be there for them.
Yeah.
Right now my pops passed away in 93. I don't even have one photo Lima Dalak.
Sure.
The only photo ending a memory of my dad again Nisaka funeral. Only so now I'm creating my family to a point where all my boys if they need to say anything about their father, they need to be proud and say, this is my dad. Money or no money.
Thank you.
But just being there.
Lovely. Thank you, Jablani. Thanks for that call. Because that's the thing about it, that people think it's all about money. Presence is support. Trevor, hi.
I'm good, man. Okay?
I am good, man. Welcome.
Oh, good. I think the topic it's actually close to my heart. You know, I'm a 31-year-old and having to raise a daughter is quite a special thing and quite challenging also.
Yeah.
The certain aspects that touched on earlier on, and that's being present and engaged as a father. I think that's one of the biggest challenges we have as men, being engaged. It sort of speaks to the question, how then do we take feedback? I believe if you are engaged, you are able to actually see your own blind spots also, to notice that certain things that you need to improve on. You know, as men, we don't even take up learning and teaching ourselves about raising our kids. We don't buy books. You can even throw the challenge for the listeners. How much content do we have? Ellen Hore teaches us about the psyche of kids, how to raise a child, what are the do's and don'ts, and all of that. You'll find that none of us actually invest in that type of content. So I think the challenge, Gore, let's be a little bit more engaged and the same way Rikinyana go into learning about soccer and all other things. Let's invest a little bit more time into content and to better guess. But shout out to the topic, shout out to Denab. I think this is one of the best programs that we learned in the recent history.
Indeed. Before you go, I have to ask you one question though.
Yep.
Do you know your own father?
Yes, I do.
So at least you had a template to work from.
Template in a sense that he was there, called it the first 9 years of my life, but beyond that, by the grace of God, one had to sort of start taking role models in the community. Telemore would have been great man, Selengware, I had to look up to. But having him there to take me through, call it, coming of age and all of that,
mm-hmm.
no, I didn't have anybody mm-hmm. there. I had to sort of weave my way through the maze.
Trevor, I celebrate you, man.
Thank you, Khotman.
Thank you. There you go. Now, earlier on, we hear of the news, Wenabongan, that there's a man outside the Department of Social Development who's fathering up right now.
Mm-hmm.
Brasoli, good morning. Brasolomon, hi.
Hi, how are you?
I am good.
Mm.
You are outside the Department of Social Development. You are on a hunger strike. Why?
For almost 3 years now, I've been alienated from my two children. After the death of their mother by the grandparent. You know, I've been with these kids from the time they were born. Day yes. one. I got videos, pictures in the hospital and all that.
Yes.
I've raised these kids until she had an accident when she was going to work. That's when I took her to the private doctor, the doctor who said the mother must be taken to hospital urgently. When I called the parents, because we're not married, the parents came to take their daughter, whom we were together for 10 years. Then they came to take their daughter, saying that they will take her to hospital. They didn't take her to hospital. They took her to a pastor to say they are going to pray for her. Then she died while she was with the pastor. Then they blocked me from burying her. They then blocked me from seeing my children ever since. They don't want to do anything with me. When I want to pay school fees, they don't want. When I want to pay transport fee, they don't want. When I want to go and visit them, they don't want the children to see me. The last message, when I started calling my children, when the mediators tried to force me to call my children, my boy, you know, that voice I will never forget, when he said, Papa, you didn't come and see my mother in the box, meaning in a coffin. You didn't come and see my mother in the box. How am I going to respond to that when my child is over 18 years old? Mm. How am I going to respond to that when my child has failed in life and they say, "Ay, hamba babu wako wena, go to father," when my child is in drugs and all that? How am I going to influence my child? I'm not saying my child must be distanced from the grandparents. Mm-hmm. I'm saying let children be away from family politics. They have nothing to do with our hatred. Let children be children. Mm. Fathers must be given opportunity in the lives of their children. Now, the problem is the social workers, also we have a problem with social workers. Mm. They don't investigate cases. They just choose one side of the story. There is the issues of bribes, issue of kickbacks, and all the taking sides. And they don't investigate, and they admit to that. And we're seeing, if the children's act says automatically one parent is gone, the children need to go to one parent, then let's follow the Children's Act. But if the Children's Act, there are many flaws in it, let us go back and review it.
All right. Sorry. Now, Brother Solomon, you being outside the Department of Social Development, what are your demands? What are you trying to say to the law?
I'm saying to the lawmakers, I've been doing this for the past 2 years, 2.5 years, walking from Witbank to Pretoria. I'm trying to get the lawmakers to say, you know, while you are shouting, absent fathers, drugs, crying, there and there, let them listen to the fathers who want to be there for their children. My children are longing to meet their father. They are longing. The lawyer for the children once said, your children, Solomon, are waiting to see you. But the social worker was blocking me, was a stumbling block, was in the way, trying to get excuses, trying to accuse me of the things. Sometimes the other things, I'm saying, release the report. She doesn't want to release the report because there were two reports. One report about by another social worker that was in favor of me having full custody. The other one is hidden from me, but they say there are serious accusations against me. I'm saying, let me see it. Let me answer to the accusation, because the moment you fight against the mother of the child or whosoever, then they will accuse you. But you must be given a chance to respond, and they must investigate. That's their responsibility.
Right. Brasoli, What we're going to do right now is I'm going to put you on hold because our team is going to try and see how they can help to, you know, accelerate your plea. Okay.
Yeah.
So don't move. Just stay on the line and we'll... And then Keys will take your details and put you together with our team here.
But I'll also engage with Brasoli and see how...
Cool Dads will also get involved.
One of our main objectives is to ensure that fathers have got access to their kids. And we understand the challenges around the law. And we are willing to journey with you, Brasoli. And we'll get your details just after this.
Love that. Now, parting shot. How, as a society... Can we encourage more than fatherhood? As your parting shot.
I think maybe the first one is on us being criticized. There will always be two, the good criticism and the bad criticism that comes from a good place and a bad place. And I think as any other human being, at times it doesn't augur well when it's first said.
Mm.
But as men, we need to go back to our own spaces and reflect on what we have been criticized on.
Yes.
And mirror that to what you are doing. Mm-hmm. But the most important question I think every father needs to ask themselves, whether you had a present father or an absent father, are you the best version of a father that you would have loved to encounter if you were at your child's position?
Mm-hmm.
Because of as much as we've got all of these things happening, it's a question of always saying, if I was a child, is this the kind of father I would have wanted to? But secondly, society needs to prepare itself for these fathers who want to be involved in their children's
mm-hmm.
lives.
Mm-hmm.
We need to encourage...
And cancel the rhetoric
and the sins
says,
of our grandfathers and great grandfathers. We were mm-hmm. not there. We are now here. As much as people talk about apartheid, say, no, we are now in the democracy. This is where we are, where fathers want access to their kids. Those who are in the same house with the mother of the child, they want to be involved. Don't criticize me when I go and queue at the clinic with my child while the mother goes to
spend
with her own things. If I'm in a taxi with my child or wanting to change a diaper and so on, we need to encourage those fathers. Once we have got more good fathers doing things, the ones that are in the bad light will start gravitating towards, you know, the light, because of that's what society will now be experiencing.
Friday, Big Top Arena, the love portion. Where do we get the tickets?
Tickets are available at CompuTicket at as little as 200 rands to 400 rands. If you're not in the area and you don't think you can make it, please just buy the ticket as a donation to Quintus Foundation.
There you go. Bongani, we celebrate you always, man.
Thank you.
The best tea is the city. Weekdays, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Kaya FM 95.9.